This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that digital public infrastructure should be a bridge and not a barrier. Speaking at the Summit of the Future at the UN General Assembly last night, PM Modi added that for global good, India is ready to share its digital public infrastructure. Prime Minister Modi said that for safe and responsible use of technology, balanced regulation is needed. He added that the world wants such a global digital governance in which sovereignty and integrity remain intact. Mr. Modi also said that the success of humanity lies in collective strength and not on the battlefield.
जब हम ग्लोबल फ्यूचर की बात कर रहे हैं तो ह्यूमन सेंट्रिक अप्रोच सर्वप्रथम होनी चाहिए. सस्टेनेबल डेवलपमेंट को प्राथमिकता देते हुए हमें मानव कल्याण, फूड हेल्थ सिक्योरिटी यह भी सुनिश्चित करनी होगी. भारत में 250 मिलियन लोगों को गरीबी से बाहर निकालकर हमने यह दिखाया है कि सस्टेनेबल डेवलपमेंट कैन बी सक्सेसफुल. सक्सेस का हमारा यह अनुभव हम ग्लोबल साउथ के साथ साझा करने के लिए तैयार
है. Highlighting the threats on peace and security, Prime Minister Modi said that while on one hand, terrorism continues to be a serious threat to global peace and security, on the other hand, cyber, maritime and space are emerging as new theatres of conflict. On all these issues, PM stressed that global action must match global ambition. Talking about reforms of multilateral institutions, the Prime Minister said that global institutions need reforms, as reforms are the key to relevance. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri has said that Prime Minister Modi had a very intense and successful visit to the United States. Briefing media in New York, Mr. Misri said the community event held during the Prime Minister's visit showed the kind of connect that the Indian-American community has built in the U.S. Mr. Misri added that the visit had a very strong technology element to it, which is reflected in the Quad Joint Statement, in the U.S.-India bilateral fact sheet, in the CEO's roundtable discussion, and meeting with the CEO of Holtec International. In Jammu and Kashmir, more than 15,500 displaced Kashmiri Pandit voters from across the country are eligible to vote at 24 polling stations in the second phase of Jammu and Kashmir Assembly election tomorrow. Our correspondent reports that the displaced Kashmiri Pandits will be exercising their right to franchise in the 15 segments of Central Kashmir, Srinagar, Budgam and Gandharbal districts. Over 15,500 Kashmiri migrant voters are eligible to cast their votes at 24 special polling stations set up in Jammu, Udhampur and Delhi tomorrow for the second phase of elections. All arrangements have been made for second phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir tomorrow. 26 assembly constituencies spread over 6 districts will go to polls in this phase. These districts are Riyasi, Rajouri and Poonch in Jammu region and Srinagar, Budgam and Gandharbal in the Kashmir Valley. About 25.78 lakh eligible voters will decide the fate of 239 candidates in this phase. The Election Commission has appealed to all political parties for cooperation in conducting the upcoming Jharkhand Assembly elections in a free and fair manner. Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar, along with Election Commissioners Gyanesh Kumar and Sukhbir Singh Sandhu, instructed central and state enforcement agencies to ensure an inducement-free election. Union Minister for Information and Broadcasting, IT and Railways, Ashwini Vaishnav, will be on a visit to Rajasthan today. He will interact with Bharatiya Janata Party workers of Jaipur district in Jaipur today. After this, he will participate in the membership drive organized by the State Mahila Morcha of the party. Mr. Vaishnav will also inspect the redevelopment work of Gandhinagar Railway Station in Jaipur. In stock market, benchmark equity indices, BSE Sensex and NSE Nifty touched new record highs for the fourth straight session today. Following significant rate cut by the Federal Reserve last week, Sensex surpassed 85,000 level for the first time in early trade, and while Nifty also hit a record high. In early trade, BSE Sensex and Nifty 50 opened slightly lower, but soon hit record highs. The 30-share BSE Sensex jumped 123 points to hit 85,052. And that is the end of this news bulletin.